The teen vampire of the Twilight movies, Robert Pattinson, is the latest of many actors to play Batman on the big screen. According to the title of his new movie, he is the Batman. This is apparently not meant as a slap at the previous actors. Critic Bob Mondello says it's about taking the character back to his roots.
It is a dark and stormy night, that being the default setting in Gotham, where the city fathers evidently haven't budgeted for light bulbs and it rains pretty much constantly. So, criminals run wild, and to combat them,
fear is a tool.
The authorities use what they have.
When that light hits the sky.
He's talking about the bat signal.
It's not just a call.
A bright searchlight to summon a dark night.
It's a warning.
A warning to the masked muggers who, on this dark and stormy Halloween, are beating up a guy on a subway platform until...
The hell are you supposed to be?
Perfectly reasonable Halloween question to a guy in a cowl and cape, answered in a flurry of kicks and punches, and then the big reveal.
I'm Vengeance.
Not his actual name, perhaps, but quite the entrance for Robert Pattinson's caped crusader, who was in the right place at the right time for this guy in the subway, but who missed the evening's big crime, a member of the city's elite, murdered at home while wife and son were out trick-or-treating. The killer left a card for Batman, taped to the corpse with a riddle, and that's a trick he'll repeat at the dead man's funeral. Though this time, the victim is what you might call a corpse in training, crashing a car into the cathedral service and emerging...
There's a bomb around the set!
...with a cell phone taped to his hand... ...for the riddle.
It can be cruel, poetic, or blind, but when it's denied, it's your violence you may find.
Justice. The answer's justice.
This being a detective story, the Batman first appeared in DC's Detective Comics, I shouldn't say too much about the investigation into this Riddler fellow, except that we're just 2 years into Batman's career, so it involves Jeffrey Wright's police lieutenant, Gordon, who in the Bativerse will someday be Commissioner Gordon, an unrecognizable Colin Farrell as a club manager who'll someday be the villainous Penguin, and a vinyl-clad Zoe Kravitz as a safecracker with kickboxing skills who'll someday be Catwoman.
You got a lot of cats.
I have a thing about strays. A
lot of world building going on here, considering the Batscape is pretty well established from the previous movies and TV's Gotham. Director Matt Reeves and his designers have noirish fun with the visuals. Our hero's gothic breakfast nook looks like Notre Dame, and close quarters combat in a hallway illuminated entirely by machine gun fire is a nice touch. As is expressing the duality of Pattinson's Bat-Dude by making him a brooding emo Edward type when he is Bruce Wayne and an implacable Jacob type when he's bulletproofed in his Bat-suit, as opposed to Paul Dano's much-bullied bully, the Riddler, a pasty conspiracy theorist who has a QAnon-like internet following and a master plan to
unmask the truth about this cesspool we call a city. You're part of this, too.
What's that now?
How am I part of this? Oh, you're really not as smart as I thought you were. Bruce Wayne.
Well, we'll see about that. We have 3 hours, after all. Enough time for overlong car chases, multiple leaps off buildings, hints of romance, nifty spy tech wear, serenades of both Ave Maria and Nirvana, and a rain-soaked citywide emergency that can only be solved by the Batman and possibly a plumber. An overstuffed, visually impressive superhero epic that takes fan service seriously. I'm Bob Mondello.